With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The White House says the negotiations to secure the release of hostages kidnapped by terror group Hamas on October 7th are ongoing.
There is an effort to take this pause to deal with the release of prisoners. And that's being negotiated as well with the Qataris that are engaged. And so I remain somewhat hopeful.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Pentagon is releasing more information about the five Army soldiers killed in a helicopter crash in the eastern Mediterranean Friday. According to a military spokesperson, an MH-60 Black Hawk was conducting aerial refueling training. The Defense Department said all five crew members were assigned to the 1st Battalion, 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment, based at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Tens of thousands of people have marched in Paris to protest against rising anti-Semitism in the wake of Israel's ongoing war with terror group Hamas. Correspondent Charles Deledesma has more.
Paris authorities have deployed 3,000 police troops along the route of the protests called by the leaders of the Senate and Parliament's lower house, the National Assembly, amid an alarming increase in anti-Jewish acts in France since the start of Israel's war against Hamas after its October 7th surprise attack on Israel. France has the largest Jewish population in Europe, and anti-Semitic acts today open old scars. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Amazon trimming nearly 200 jobs in its games division. According to CNBC, the cuts were announced in an internal memo Monday. It noted Amazon will now focus on upcoming launches such as Throne and Liberty and Blue Protocol. The company plans to close its game growth and Crown Channel initiatives as part of that restructuring. This is SRN News. California wants to help men give birth.
State lawmakers are considering a bill that would require health insurance companies to provide drugs to male patients to treat what the legislation calls their, quote, infertility. This is all about transgenderism, of course, although it does get a little confusing. The bill states that coverage for the treatment of infertility shall be provided without discrimination on the basis of gender, gender expression, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians who fled the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan are about to be on the move again. Many sought refuge in neighboring Pakistan, and now the government there is preparing to expel them. International Christian Concern says a lot of believers were among the hundreds of thousands of Afghans who went across the border when the Taliban seized control. Pakistan is preparing to forcibly drive them back into Afghanistan. This is SRN News. A Secret Service agent fires shots in Georgetown. Correspondent Jennifer King explains.
A law enforcement official tells the Associated Press Secret Service agents assigned to protect President Biden's granddaughter, Naomi, opened fire in the Georgetown neighborhood of Washington, D.C., when they saw three people trying to break into an unoccupied, unmarked Secret Service vehicle late Sunday night by smashing a window. The service says one agent fired shots but did not strike anyone. The suspects were seen fleeing in a red car. Local police have been asked to be on the lookout. The capital city has seen a 40% increase in violent crime compared to last year, more than 750 reports of carjackings and over 6,000 reports of stolen vehicles. Jennifer King, Washington.
ExxonMobil says it plans to drill for lithium in the state of Arkansas to extract the mineral that's needed for batteries that power electric vehicles. Plans are to start drilling near Magnolia, with first production set to begin in 2027. More details at srnnews.com.